Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong.
Welcome back, little Del Shannon, bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi is our guest, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. That's TomAnastasi.com, the website, if you want to find out what Tom has to say, and he has a lot to say. And we're talking about 6 ways to increase your profits or your income, same thing, or your bottom line, same thing. We talked earlier, Tom, about sell more stuff, increase the top line, reduce expenses, which is below the line, which is just below gross profit, all the expenses, all the different ways, and there are 1,000 different ways you can turn that dial, little bitty notches here and there to adjust expenses. You got to be able to differentiate, though, Tom, with expenses. You got to be able to differentiate between the fixed expenses and the marginal expenses, the variables. You got to be able to do that, of course. But some of the other ways that you talk about in your list are, when you talk about raise process, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is you increase prices without a corresponding decrease in demand.
Yeah.
So if you increase prices by 10% and demand goes down by 10%, you really haven't done anything.
I call what you're talking about finding a way to gain pricing power.
Right.
And pricing power is not power if you lose revenue while you're raising prices.
That's true. But if you can increase prices by 5% and demand doesn't go down, now you've increased your profit.
And also that process needs to – you got to learn how to do it in a little bit of increments, don't you? Not try to do it all at once.
Right, and that is extremely important, or else your customers are going to have sticker shock.
Right.
One of the ways that people leave money on the table is they don't increase prices commensurate with inflation.
When they can.
Because no one is going to blink if inflation is 3% and you raise your prices 3%, no one is going to blink. But you really need to increase it a little bit more than inflation.
Well, you know, one of the things that's going on right now, Tom, and I don't know how much of it is necessary and how much of it's just defensive, but the surveys that we report on here on the show with our economists who poll small business owners indicate that more small business owners are still discounting than are raising prices. It's a net negative on the discounting thing, and it makes me wonder if this isn't being too defensive and not justifying the prices that you need to charge. What do you think?
Definitely justify the price you need to charge. Don't get caught up in discounting, because there's always somebody bigger who can sell something for less, and there's a lot of people who try to make up loss in volume, and they can't do that, and then now everyone's going out of business.
Right, exactly. You know? Yeah, you can't
charge a fair price and justify it, and then people will pay it. People will pay for service.
As a small business, you cannot get into the price war. The price war is over, and you lost. Another one you talk about is mergers and acquisitions. Now, you mentioned a little bit about this in the previous segment. You said, you know, you talked about, you know, adding a branch or acquiring a competitor. That's another way to do things, isn't it?
It is. And one of the things about mergers and acquisitions, if you buy a company, their profit is now your profit. So their income statement gets merged in with yours. So if they're profitable, you instantly get all their income, even if you do it on December 31st.
And isn't the best way to drive that bottom line with an acquisition? Of course, you got to be acquired the right way. I mean, we're presuming, folks, that you do it the right way, and there are lots of mistakes to be made when you do a merger and acquisition. Acquiring another company is not an automatic road to profits. But Tom, one of the things that's so important, and it's exciting when you can do it right. And that's when you can recast the financial statements to see what kind of efficiencies can be found in putting the two organizations together.
There can be, and in many ways, all of a sudden, you get the best of both. The biggest thing that people forget when they do a merger and acquisition is the cultures of the companies that have got to be merged.
Right, right.
And if the acquiring company sits there and forces their culture on the other company, that's a recipe for disaster.
That's
even,
right.
Even for small companies.
You got to do it. You got to do it the right way. Tom, before we run out of time, I wanted you to talk about selling assets. A lot. Everybody who has inventory has got inventory that they paid for. They've already written off probably, and it's obsolete. It's hurt. It's broken or something. Get rid of it, and that'll drop right to the bottom line on it.
That will. Selling assets is a great way to increase income if you're not using the assets.
Yeah.
So the problem is when companies get into trouble, they start selling the furniture to pay the electric bill. That's not a good thing. That's income.
Right.
But selling assets that are underperforming, whether it's inventory or maybe you have a second brand that you started, and it's just not worth it as far as your time, sell that, take that money and invest it.
Drops to the bottom line. Dr. Tom Anastasi, folks, the book is The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.